And praise the Lord,
Radio.
Sisters of the Lord, and this is the one and only our Father. Thank you for pointing out that God is good all the time, and the sunshine is on over this morning.
My desire to honor you. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. And all that is within me, I give you praise.
And
all that I adore is in you, in you. Lord, I give you my heart. Give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have thy way. Have thy way. Have thy way.
So we're praying for them today that God is good and worshiping the Lord. I wanted to share a couple things with you real quick. This morning I sent you the lesson on email. And so if you'll look at your email, sisters, and I see Shazia and Sister Esther, of course, is joining us today there in India. And also Sister Ruth in Kampala in Uganda, Sister Mary in Doha in Uganda, and then many others. I don't want to leave your name out. Sister Margaret and Sister, there you are, Sister Zala. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. But we wanted to announce that the winner of the Kingdom Sisters presented by the Sisters of the Lord, October the 8th. Now, the contest is how many women you have in your chapter. And we're going to be sending to you different gifts from me. And let me adjust this camera here. There we go. And we're sending out the little bear. And this is little Buddy. This is our Sisters of the Lord bear as a gift. And he is our mascot. And then also we're going to have the T-shirts. We've got the T-shirts of Sisters of the Lord. And they have the little logo. And then I'm going to send you a few other gifts from me. But we also have the little purse, the tote bag, with the Sisters of the Lord on that. And so those are just a few little gifts that I'll be sending out to the lady that brings the most women to their chapters. Please send me their name. And if it's you, the chapter leader, praise God. But I need her name and the address where I can send little Buddy and all of the precious gifts to you. I need a picture of her so we can post it. Now, that's going to be announced October 8th. Now, this is September the 10th, so you've got about a month to work for the Lord and just share the gospel of the Lord with the sisters, you know, and we so appreciate all of you joining us today. I try to get up early enough so that we can get across the world, because like in the Philippines, I believe it's like, 9 o'clock in the evening. And I know in India, it's also in the evening. So thank you so much for joining us today. And Pastor Ratna, are you there? Pastor Ratna, can you say hello to everybody? And I want you to greet the people across the world. Would you please say a blessing real quick to the people? And if you'll speak up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've got so many joining us right now. It looks probably about maybe 3,000 people are online with us. So thank you. Thank you. God is good. I want to read something to you today. And don't forget, you know, if there's any needs, if you have any prayer requests that we can send out across the world so we can agree with you, according to Matthew 18:19, where two shall agree as touching any one thing that we ask, it will be done for them. And share praise reports, you know, all of you chapter presidents, you sisters, I would love to hear from you. I just enjoy hearing from you, and it might take me a little time to get back with you, but I love to hear from you. Pray for my husband, Brother Bill. He's a wonderful man of God. He's up and early out every single day, and as he helps me and we're doing the work of the ministry, praise God, we just thank the Lord for Brother Bill, so continue to pray for him. And then also today we ask that, you know, if there's anything, we thank everyone right now. I've got some more people calling in, so just one more moment here. There we go. Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you again for joining us. I'm trying to get other people on the line. We might just have to let them go. But praise the Lord. Thank the Lord so much for everyone joining us. And if you would like to be a part of the Sisters of the Lord, please just give us a call. And we would love to hear from you and just be a part of your life. You know, God is good, and we thank you for all your prayers, all your blessings of the Lord to us, and don't ever think that you're not important, because God is always with you. The Lord will never leave you. And today, I wanted to pray a special prayer with you. And I'm trying to get one more person on the line here. And there we go. But anyway, we thank the Lord for all the blessings in our lives. And God is good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But I want you to turn to Ephesians 3:14. And this is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, but it's also Reverend Robin's prayer for the Sisters of the Lord. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. Again, that's Ephesians 3:14, and this is my prayer for you. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes all understanding, with all knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. That's my prayer for you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Unto him be glory in the church, Christ Jesus, through all ages, world without end. Amen. Please know that's my prayer for you, Ephesians 3:14-21. And know that you can call me anytime. I might not be able to answer, but leave me a message or I'll get back with you. But God is good and that he loves you. That's my prayer. Please read that prayer to the women in your chapter. And I wanted to sing real quick. It's a worship song while we enter into the Lord's presence. And this is just Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship only you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, I worship only, I worship only, I worship only you, Lord, oh Jesus. I worship only you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, don't you just love his presence? Hallelujah. 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 God is good all the time. We just worship you, Father. If you need a healing today, just call on Jesus. He will never leave you. Oh, thank you, Father, for touching the people today. We worship the Lord. All right. Well, thank you again for joining me. This is Robin Allen, in case you joined a little late. But, you know, we are the Sisters of the Lord. And that is our website, sistersofthelord.com. You know, our goal is to just encourage you to love yourself as God does. Look in that mirror every day and just say, I love you, Lord. And let him love you back. But today we're going to talk real quick about a serious subject, and that is the subject of let us stop judging. And, you know, as we go into this text, I want you to know that God is good all the time. And this lesson is to encourage you and not to condemn you. So let's go. Are the words of our Lord Jesus. And he said, judge not that ye be not judged. Judge not that ye be not judged. For what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Right here. First, let me ask you, why should we not judge? Why should you not judge? And I'm talking, you know, people say today, like, oh, I'm just saying, or that's just my opinion, or, you know, actually, they're judging. And so, the reason why you don't judge
of people lifting up under this. I know so many Christians, and I have asked the Lord to help me too. They're just saying, or they're just giving their opinion on, you know, can you believe this is happening, this person's doing this? You know, if we would focus on what our lives are and what we are doing for the Lord right now, as we're listening to this message, if we're just repent and believe that God is helping all of us right now, just to come before his presence and just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me of judging. And again, this is Robin Allen. Thank you for joining me, the Sisters of the Lord, Kingdom Sisters, where Matthew 7:1, and it's judge, no, that you be not judged. We shouldn't judge, because that is judgment back on us. Jesus goes down through there and sits down hypocrites. In other words, quit trying to take the board out of other people's little sections. That's what Jesus said. The little speck out of another person's eye when you've got this big old tube of four in your own eye. And let's just walk in the love of God. In James 4, let's talk to God. Make sure you talk to the president. Turn off the emails that I sent you because the entire message here is online. The key word is each verse. James 4:7-17. Commit, resist, draw back to God, humble yourself, speak not evil. 12, it says, there is only one wrong giver. Who is able to save and destroy? Who art thou that judgest another? And so in James is saying, who are you? How dare you think that you can judge other people? Who are you? There's only one that judges, and we know who that is. That's why Jesus said back in Matthew 7:1 now, don't forget, okay, that judge not, then you can not judge. Now we're still in James 4:7-17. Again, in verse 12, he says, who are you? Who art thou that judgest another? Oh, help us, Father, just to walk in your love. And then we've got Romans chapter 2, verse 1. And we've got also, with your women in your meeting, when you judge, you condemn yourself because you are no better. Who do we think we are, really, when we think about it? You know, that I heard a preacher one day say, we are not the Holy Ghost patrol. We did that. And anyway, just keep walking in the love of the Lord. And we'll go to Galatians 6. I know this is a lot to go over, so that's why I want you to take all month and just go through this study and talk about judging and how we walk in the love of God and see people as God sees us. Galatians 6, 1 through 4. Read this and discuss it also. Read all of the Word of God that I'm giving to you and go through these line by line, each step, each verse, and discuss the things in your life. Be open with each other and share. Consider ourselves, this verse in Galatians 6, 1 through 4. In other words, mind your own business. Keep saying there. Galatians 6, 1 through 4. In other words, mind your own business. My mother always says, Robin, if you don't have anything good to say about somebody, just give it. Or she would say, oh, I see that you have that person on your heart today. Why don't you lead us in prayer? And somewhere or another was a very good example about that. My parents didn't talk about people. They prayed about people. If someone comes on your heart, you can just say, oh, thank you, Lord. I pray for Brother John, or I pray for Sister Susan, or Sister Ruth. Lord, help them what they're going through about. Strengthen them. You know, I'm hearing all of God around. You make a choice to not gossip or judge people. But, you know, you be the one to say, and that's what I want to point out, is no, I'm not going to talk about anyone. I don't have an opinion.
21. I want to turn there with you, too. It's towards the back of the Bible, before you get to Revelation, and it's 1 John chapter 4, and that's verse 15. The whole book of 1 John is nothing about us. Everything, should I say, about the love of God. That 4:15, 1 John, not St. John, but 1 John 4:15. Whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have the only belief the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Aaron, we have been made perfect, which means mature, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we on this world. Woo! Do you realize what that just said? Because as he is, so are we in this world. We are mature in love now, here on this earth, as God is. As we walk in him and dwell in him, and moving down on 18, verse 18, there's no fear in love. There's no torment. Because perfect love, mature love, casts out that fear. He that fears is not made mature in love or perfect. We love him because he first loved us. Always remember, it's not how much we love God, but how much he loves us. Get that in your mind. Turn that around. It's because he loves us. See that love. That's how we can love others. Only through his perfect love, his mature love, his stable love, never judging, never changing. He's loving us through Jesus. That's why he sent his son. And then on the last birthday on 21 is the culture of all. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God loves his brother. In other words, he's talking about judging again, going all through the scriptures. You talk to your president, can read that about judging. It sums it up. That he who loveth God loveth his brother or sister. Now, are we ready to stop judging and seeing our prayers answered? Are you wondering sometimes why? Why you just feel like you're stuck in a hole? Or, you know, if we're walking in God, there's light, constant light. There's no darkness. You hear so many religious people say, oh, I'm going to a dark valley. It's so dark where I am, but I know God's here. No, God is eternal light. As we walk in him, we don't have to accept that old religious stuff. That is a false doctrine. That is an occult. If it's not of God's word, it's occult. It's anti-Christ. Because God is light. Jesus is the light of the world. As we walk in him, yes, as the sun is shining here in Oklahoma this morning, you know, God is always. If we walk in him, if it starts in the blue, that light, a darkness better say, woo, let me get back in the light of God. Because there's no darkness in God. And so as we get our prayers answered, we'll see that it's God judging.
Could be in the Holy Ghost patrol and policing everybody. Woo,
you got that. I see that. Look at that big old board that's in your front of life and say, Lord, let me walk in here. Let's dwell in you, God.
Right now, let's just pray. We can change.
Do that. It's never too late with the Lord. His mercies are new every morning. Take control of your thoughts and of your mouth. Take control.
In 2 Corinthians
10:4, it talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down those strongholds, those crazy thoughts, those emotions. I know we as women sometimes we go, oh, you know, get your mind quiet, get before the Lord, and just be still and know that he is God, and that we speak the words of life. We speak blessings and not cursing.
Just zip it until you can
say, unlock it, and say, I love you. God's love. Amen. Father, I thank you for all these precious people, the men and the women, the sisters and the brothers, that are watching today, Lord, that are listening. Oh, we just worship you, God. One day we'll all be together, Lord. And thank you for this technology that we can join together and pray for one another.
That we judge not, so that we're not judged, God. We thank you, Lord, right now for touching lives. as we repent this day and turn from judging and gossiping and false things of not of you, Lord, and walk always in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now I want to share one more scripture, please, before we get ready to say goodbye. And that is still in 1 John chapter 5.
And like I said, it's towards the back of the Bible. 1 John chapter 5, and it's verse 14. See, after we know that we are walking in God's love and dwelling in Him and not trying to get the little respect of other people's lives, then looking at our own lives. Verse 14 says, and this is the confidence. Do you have confidence today? If not, we've already prayed. Walk in that confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, that's His word. If you can't find it in His word, then it's not His will. And His will is for us to prosper, to be in health, even as our soul prospers. According to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know. We have the confidence that we have the petitions that we desired of Him.
Glory, hallelujah. God's word is true. You know, I know myself when I start having thoughts, I just start praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then you start hearing all of that and just taking control of what your thoughts are trying to control you. Let your spirit lead your soul. That's your mind, will, and emotion. Let your spirit, man, that's perfect because Jesus is there. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And just give it. If you just start singing, you know, you can choose to be depressed and on down. Oh, my God. You know, my God. You know, oh, Lord, Jesus, help us. We've all been there. You know, I'm not judging. I just can say that I have been there. But, you know, when I was praying in the Lord, He always comforts me and said, hey, Robin. And then I realized that all of that is actually selfishness. So, thinking about, oh, it's just turning it around. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you so much. Enjoy the lesson together. Remember, we've got the winner going to be announced October the 8th for Kingdom Sisters, whoever has got their most people to their chapter meetings, who's faithful, giving their names, presidents of each chapter, the address where I can mail their gifts. Again, we're going to have this little buddy as a gift, Sisters of the Lord there, and then we're going to have the person. The little toaster egg, Sisters of the Lord, and we've got the t-shirt. And we are the Sisters of the Lord. We're going in for the gospel. The one we love, we are the Sisters of the Lord. We're the boy and boy. We're one in Jesus. As we fight, and that means we've won. We are more than conquerors, and we love you. This is Robin Robin. I send my blessings of love to you, and grow strong in the Lord. Pray for Reverend Bill. I pray for you. I've got your pictures all back here behind me and all over my office. And God is good all the time. Be blessed. I'll say goodbye for now. And I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, we are the Sisters of the Lord, Kingdom Sisters. God bless you. Thank you.